We're in a series called Mixed Nuts. Every Mother's Day to Father's Day, I do a family series because you got Mother's Day and Father's Day anyway. And so I try to put other family messages together. One of my favorite things to do is look at crazy people in the Bible, especially families. And so we're in a series right now called Mixed Nuts. And we've had several messages so far. We started out with Abraham. And remember Mama, Sarah? Okay? Mama, amen? Crazy Mama. And we've moved on forward now. We ended our message last time I was with you with Esau being cheated, tricked out of his blessing, remember? Okay, crazy story. And then Rebekah and Isaac didn't talk. They didn't have communication. They hardly ever talked, as far as I can see in the scriptures. They talked to each other through their children. Remember? Rebekah with Jacob, Esau with his daddy who? Isaac. And so now there's a big rift in the family. Esau's married some Canaanite women who his mama don't like. Okay? And now Jacob is fearing for his life because he's been cheated by his brother. So she says, get out of Dodge. Go back to my country. Find my brother. Take you a wife from there. And then it closes out with Rebekah saying, I hate my life. See, she married this man, but had forgot that there was the two of them before there was the two of them. And so now, emptiness syndrome, and she's miserable. So we pick up our story. Ready? Here we go. Here it is. It's a story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls, there they are. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother. The youngest one in curls. I think that's Cindy. It's a story of a man named Brady who was bringing up three boys of his own. They were four men, help me, living all together, yet they were all alone. That's enough. And how many remember this lady? What's her name? Alice, of course. So you got the six kids, you got the mom and dad, you got the maid, the Brady Bunch. That's Hollywood. Hollywood can't hold a candle to the Bible when it comes to crazy stuff. I'm telling you right now. Yeah, look at it. Here we go. Not the Brady Bunch. Pop it up, Raj. The Crazy Bunch. These people are crazy that we're going to look at today. All right? Now, I want you to know I wrote this while I was on meds this week. Here we go. We're going to stay with the Bible, though. Here we go, baby. Amen. Crazy bunch. What's this story about today? Here it is. You've got one tricky man. You've got two dueling sisters who become the two wives of the one tricky man. You have an even trickier father-in-law. You have also two maids who become mamas, And then you have 13 kids come out of all this mess. Are you kidding me? This is a mixed up family, right from the Bible. And here's the thing. This is how the nation of Israel was born. Okay? 12 tribes come right out of there. We're going to talk about it today. What's the point of the message today? Here it is. Get this. Real simple. Real simple. Here it is. If the Lord can work this out, we all have hope. Say that with me. Come on. If the Lord can work this out, we all have. One more time. If the Lord can work this out, we all have. That's the message today. That's pretty much it. Sometimes don't you think your problems are overwhelming? Don't you think you're nuts? Don't you think your situation's crazy? Let me tell you something. God specializes in working with crazy people. Let me tell you why, because that's all he's got. And those that aren't crazy are full of themselves. Amen? That's what we do. We get so full of ourselves. Oh, okay, I'm good. No, you're still crazy. Care how good you think you got it, if I spend a little time with you, I'm going to find some crazy in you. I believe it. Amen? Here we go. Let's look at the message. Lots of scripture today. Where's Pete King? Pete here. He's real happy today that I got a backache because it's going to be a shorter sermon. You're a bad man. If you didn't pray for me every day like you do, I'd be upset. Amen. Here we go. Lots of scripture, though, today, so I wouldn't get your bags out of here yet. Here we go. I'm going to look up this way because that hurts. Here we go. And Isaac called Jacob and blessed him, and he charged him and said unto him, thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan. So Jacob's getting ready to leave now. Go find a wife. Run from Esau. Arise, go to Paddan Aram, to the house of Bethuel, your mother's father, and take you a wife from there of the daughters of Laban, your mother's brother. Now here's what I think Jacob said to him right here. Dad, you want me to go marry my cousin? That's crazy as far as I'm concerned, okay? Think of your cousin right now. And you marrying him? Come on. Here we go. All right. Now you got to realize the culture. I don't think it mattered a hoot to them way back when. This was all before the law, before they even had any kind of good, solid teaching on how to live their life and run their lives. And so it's just a mess. And so he says, go back that way because I don't want you to wear it marrying the women around here. That's for dang sure. Amen? Genesis 29, let's pick up the story. Then Jacob went on his journey, just like Isaac said. He came to the land of the people of the east. He looked, and behold, a well in the field. And lo, there were three flocks of sheep lying by it. For out of that well they watered the flocks. And a great stone was upon the well's mouth. And thither were all the flocks gathered. And they rolled the stone from the well's mouth and watered the sheep and put the stone again into the well's mouth in its place. And Jacob said unto them, my brethren, whence be you? And they said, of Haran. That's where we're from. And he said unto them, know you Laban? Do you know Laban, the son of Nahor? And they said, we know it. And he said unto them, is he well? And they said, yeah, he's well. And behold, look right yonder. There comes Rachel, his daughter, coming with the sheep. Amen? How well, that's pretty convenient, wasn't it, say? And he said, lo, it is yet high day, neither is it time that the cattle should be gathered together. Water you the sheep and go and feed them. Jacob's like being the boss man now or something. And they said, we cannot until all the flocks be gathered together, till they roll the stone from the well's mouth, then we're going to water the sheep. You just knew you hush. And while he yet spoke with them, Rachel came with her father's sheep, for she kept them. And it came to pass when Jacob saw Rachel, the daughter of Laban, his mother's brother, and the sheep of Laban, his mother's brother, that Jacob went near. Look at this sucker. Got to give it to him. He's a worker, man. He rolled the stone from the well's mouth. You ain't supposed to do that. But he did it. And he watered the flock of Laban, his mother's brother. And look, he didn't stop there. Jacob kissed Rachel. What did you do? Now, he's not that forward. I think this was like a custom. Amen? And he lifted up his voice and he wept. I mean, he kissed her and cried. You ever kissed a woman like that? Say. I mean, she was so pretty. You kissed her and you just cried. Right there. Amen? Come on. And Jacob told Rachel that he was her father's brother. You who? And that he was Rebekah's son, and she ran and told her father. So it's all happy, amen? Isn't that a great story? A little weird? Yeah, it's a little bit weird. Gets weirder. It came to pass when Laban heard the tidings of Jacob, his sister's son, that he ran to meet him, and he embraced him, and he kissed him. Boy, Jacob's kissing everybody. And he brought him to his house, and he told Laban all these things. So now he kisses Uncle Laban. And Laban said unto him, surely you're a bone, you are of my bone and my flesh. And he abode with him the space of a month. So y'all with me so far? Amen. Y'all all right? Not going to sleep, right? You're just waiting to see if my back goes out on me, aren't you? I know what you're doing. Here we go. This kid's interested. Work is your what? Say it with me, friend. Jacob was a worker. One more time. Work is your, who said that? She did. She's been telling me that for years, and now she's been telling you as a church that for years. Amen. How many remember years ago we were told that? Amen. Come on, work is your friend. Yeah, Lisa's way up there. Yeah. You need to keep working on it. Here we go. Amen. Come on. Laban said unto Jacob, because you're my brother, should you serve me for naught? You've been there a month working. Should you keep serving me for naught? What will your wages be? What shall I pay you, Jacob, for working here with me? And this is what we see. And Laban had two daughters. The name of the elder was, say it with me, Leah. The name of the younger was Rachel. We already met Rachel. Ain't seen Leah yet. Leah was, say it with me, tender-eyed. I have no idea what that means. But Rachel was beautiful and well-favored. I know what that means. I'm worried about the tender-eyed one. It's just me reading the Bible. I'm just worried about her. What's up with the eyes? I have no idea. Okay? I got a hush. Leah was tender-eyed. Have no idea what that means. Amen? She must have had nice eyes. Nice eyes. No, I have no idea. My wife's going, don't even go there. You back up, sucker. Rachel, beautiful and well-favored. Amen? So Jacob is putting a plan together. So what can he get paid for working? Here's his plan. Jacob loved Rachel. Think he loved her from when he saw her. Don't you say? Oh, yeah. He said, I'll serve you 7 years for Rachel, your younger daughter. Now, he wanted to get that straight. Right there. And Laban said, it's better that I give her to you than that I should give her to another man. So abide with me. Let's make a deal, baby. Can you say that with me? Let's make a what? Deal. We got us a deal. Okay? We understand what's happening here. Yes or no? 7 years, you go work here, you get her. All right. It was Jacob's idea. And Jacob served him for 7 years. And they seemed, say this with me, unto him but a few days for the love he had to her. I love that verse. That's just a great verse. So I'll put this little saying up here, and that is this. True love makes time fly. Can you say that with me? True love makes time fly. All right? It's worth working on in your marriage. It's worth working on. Keep working on that. Amen? A good day. We know what a good day in marriage is, and we probably know what a bad day is. Amen? It's better to spend our time on making good days. Amen? Time will go a lot better. And so, he loved her. But this is a crazy bunch. I want you to see what happens. Now, y'all awake, because so far we've just been reading a little bit. It starts to get a little crazy. Here we go. Say that with me. The big switcheroony. The big, come on, help me here, I'm sick. Come on. The big switcheroony. Now, if you don't read your Bible, you need to start reading your Bible every day. So you're not surprised when I get up here and say stuff like this. You don't know what's coming, do you? The big, one more time, switcheroony. Here we go. And Jacob said to Laban, give me my wife, for my days are fulfilled, that I might go in unto her, that we can get married, that we can just love on each other, that we can, you fill in the blanks. Amen? That's what it was all about. That's what I'm looking forward to, he says. And Laban gathered all the men of the place. He made a big wedding feast. It came to pass in the evening. Here we go. Get ready. That he took who? What the heck? You know that? Come on. He took Leah, his daughter, and brought her to him, and he went in unto her. Okay? And Laban gave unto his daughter Leah Zilpah a maid for a handmaid. It came to pass that in the morning, big morning, behold, it was who? Leah! And he said to Laban, what is this that you've done unto me? Did I not serve you for Rachel? Wherefore have you what? Beguiled me. That's one tricky father-in-law right there now, I'm telling you. And Laban said, it must not be so done in our country to give the younger before the firstborn. Fulfill her week, and we will give this also for the service which thou shalt serve with me yet another 7 years. Wow. That's crazy. Is that crazy or what? I know you're wondering, how could something like this happen? I thought you'd ask. I've been to the Middle East many times. And sometimes I've been into part of this country that's not necessarily Israel, but over here in Jordan and, you know, in different Arab areas. One time we're in the Wadi Rum Desert, remember? And we're in the tent. And this is by the government. The government invited several of us over, and we were on that trip years ago. And they treated us like royalty, didn't they? We're in a tent with the Persian rugs, I mean with the camels, with the shepherds, all this kind of stuff. And that night, they brought out this bong or something like that. You know what I'm talking about? Y'all don't want to say you know, do you? Yeah. They brought out this funky-looking glass jar and had all these tubes hanging out of it. And they put the smoke in it and the weed in it. And you sit around and you... We called it hubbly bubbly. Didn't we? We called it hubbly bubbly. Joy can testify, I didn't smoke that mess. She didn't either. We didn't pull on none of them pipes and smoke no hubbly bubbly. Here's what I'm thinking. Is that the truth? True story, isn't it? Oh, they had other things you could drink too. Let me say, I'm going to say something to you. I don't drink and I don't smoke hubbly bubbly. Amen? Come on. I got enough problems, brother. Amen? Here we go. Here's what I think. How did this happen? I think Jacob was smoking hubbly bubbly. I think Jacob was drinking. Big old feast. Those people get drunk out of their minds. Okay? Drunk. Hubbly bubbly. Go into the tent. Leah comes in. Remember in those days, too? They got all those robes on and everything. It ain't like today where you see people. You don't see them. Got like a little thing like this. He don't know. This is my opinion. You do better. Make a little sense, say. So Jacob woke up in the morning. The hubbly bubblies wore off. Nice eyes. No, I'm sorry. I got to stop this. Here we go. Quit it. It's terrible, isn't it? Here is the Bible. Here we go. Jacob, say that with me, did so. What was the deal? You take her, you fulfill her week with her, we'll give you Rachel, but you got to work another 7 years. That's the deal. So he did it. Jacob did so. He fulfilled her week. He gave him Rachel, his daughter, to wife also. Laban gave to Rachel his daughter, Bilhah. So let me get it straight. Leah had Zilpah as the maid. Rachel had Bilhah. These two sound like sisters too, don't they? I mean, wouldn't you? Zilpah, Bilhah. Look at this. And he went in also unto Rachel, and he what? Loved Rachel more than who? Which is almost like common sense, right? Instead of putting a guy down, it's like common sense almost, right? And he served with him yet 7 other years. Now, here's the kicker. Look at this verse, the very next verse. Say it with me. And when the Lord saw. One more time. And when the Lord saw that Leah was hated, he opened her womb, but Rachel was barren. And here's the thing out of this story. Gosh, what does this do for you today? Here's what it does for you and it does for me. Pop it up. Believe it or not, God's at work. Believe it or not, in such a crazy situation, does God approve? Is God putting his stamp of approval? No. This is people on planet Earth, and these are people God has to work with. Y'all understand that? Say, have you ever wondered how you could serve God? You ever wondered that at all? Say, how could God even use somebody like me? And you're serving him now. Have you ever thought, like, I can't believe it. God uses me. You ever thought that, Miss Marjorie? Isn't that incredible? That he would save you, he would take you, put you at Pregnancy Solutions. You're there leading young girls to Christ. You're leading girls to make a decision to not abort their baby, but have that baby, bring that baby into this earth. Come on. Me? You choose me? How many of us feel like that, that you're doing something for God? You can't believe that God, the God of heaven, would use me. That's the beauty of this story, I think, is that we see these crazy people. And you're telling me, God, you can work in that situation? You can build your nation called Israel that later we get the whole word of God from these people? We would get your son Jesus from these people? You're still working with these people today? Look at them. They don't always make the right choices, but you call them your people and you're working with them. Isn't that incredible? Say. You hearing what I'm saying? Yeah? The Lord saw. And the Lord's going to work with them to accomplish his purpose. It's never about you being perfect or me being perfect. We should be righteous because we love God and follow God. I understand that. But it's never about you anyway. Do you hear me this morning? Jesus died for you so you could be saved, so that you could serve God for his glory, for his purposes, not for your own. And one day he'll take you to heaven, you'll live with him forever. That's the word of God. But it's not about you. So since it ain't about you and it's all about him, that leaves him wide open to work with crazy people. But if we had to measure up and be a certain way or a certain thing, a lot of us would be disqualified. Is that right? Yes or no? Choices we've made, things we've done. But God says, it ain't about you anyway. It's about me. So follow me. Good story, man. Well, what happens in this mess? It's just crazy. Leah, I'm going to look now at what happened out of this family. All the kids that were born, we're going to read it. I didn't know if I'd make it or not, but I'm fine. Here we go. Leah conceived and bare a son, and she called his name Reuben. You're going to see the family grow on the right side. For she said, surely the Lord hath looked upon my affliction. Now therefore my husband will love me. I got a boy now. He'll love me. That's sad, isn't it? She conceived again and bare a son, and said, because the Lord hath heard I was hated, he hath therefore given me this son also. And his name's going to be called Simeon. And she conceived again. Baby, she's having babies, what I'm talking about. She conceived again and bare a son and said, now this time will my husband be joined unto me. Because he's having babies with her. But his heart's over here with Rachel and spending all his time with Rachel. Because I've borne him three sons, therefore we're going to call his name what? Levi. And she conceived again and bare a son, and she said, now will I praise the Lord. Therefore she called his name Judah. And then she left off bearing. Okay? Got four of the nation of Israel right there, don't we? What'd God tell Abraham? You come, you follow me, Abraham. I will bless you. I will make you a great nation. It'll be like the sand of the sea, like the stars of the heaven. Abraham was called the friend of God because he followed God, not knowing where he was going. But he followed him anyway. And now we start to see it come to pass. Is it kooky the way it comes to pass? Yes or no? It's kooky. But that's one thing I like about God and I like about his word. He don't mind telling you the kooky things about people. We're the ones that have problems telling people the kooky things about us. So we put on the mask. We get full of ourselves, full of pride, and we wonder why we're not effective among people, because people never think they can measure up to you. Let them know who you are. Let them know where you came from. Let them know the pit he dug you out of. Amen? Let them know it ain't about you, it's about Jesus. Amen? That's what I see out of this story. It's phenomenal. Keep looking. Bill, now you got Bilbah. It's Bilhah. It is. But Bilbah is sort of cute. Rachel, here we go. And when Rachel saw that Leah, that she bare Jacob no children, Rachel envied her sister. dueling sisters, and said unto Jacob, give me children or I will die. And Jacob's anger was kindled against Rachel. And he said, am I in God's stead? Who hath withheld from thee the fruit of your womb? And she said, behold, my maid, there it is, Bilhah. I knew we were going to get it. Go in unto her, for she shall bear upon my knees, that I might also have children by her. So look at this. You go sleep with my maid. Have sex with my maid. And when she's bearing, it'll just happen right there at my feet. That baby. And I'll take that baby. That'll be my baby. Is this crazy or what? Did that ever happen in your house? It didn't happen in mine. And we were nuts. And she gave him Bilhah, her handmaid, to wife. And Jacob went unto her, and Bilhah conceived and bare Jacob a son. And Rachel said, God hath judged me, and hath also heard my voice. That's a weird thing. And has given me a son. Therefore she called his name Dan. And Bilhah, Rachel's maid, conceived again and bare him a second son. And Rachel said, with great wrestling have I wrestled with my sister. Wrestling sisters. And I have prevailed, and she called his name Naphtali. Amen? Is this crazy or what? Amen? I just feel like saying something. It'd probably get me in trouble. Should I say it or not? Okay. I'm going to just say it. I'm sure glad when I got married, she was in the tent and not her sister. Excuse me. All right? I got it off my chest. I'm sure the feeling would be mutual from her sister. Amen? Here we go. Zilpah. So you got Bilhah, Rachel's maid, and now you got Zilpah, Leah's maid. What's up with her? Here's what's up with her. When Leah saw that she had left bearing, you did what? You gave him your maid? Well, I'll give him my maid. And that's what she did. She took Zilpah, her maid, and gave her to Jacob. And Leah said, a troop cometh. I don't know what that means. Here we go. And she called his name Gad. There's Gad. And Zilpah, Leah's maid, bare Jacob a second son. And Leah said, happy am I, for the daughters will call me blessed now. And she called his name Asher. Let's review. When you got married, did you marry your wife's sister first? I don't think so. Amen? Come on. You think you got it bad? You think God can't work with the mixed family perhaps that you have right now, the blended family maybe that you have right now, the struggle that you're going through right now? See, what we do, we think God can't work. It's because you're doing all the work. God can take wherever you are, whatever situation you're in, because it's about Him anyway, and He can accomplish something in your life. That's huge, isn't it? It's gigantic! And that's what's happening here, even though it's crazy! Let me ask you, is Israel a nation or not? Somebody tell me. I guess it worked. Amen? You thought the story was crazy so far. How many thought that would be enough, Pastor? You can quit. Oh, no. No, no, no. It gets wackier. Reuben now is the oldest son. Is that correct? That's correct. He went into the days of wheat harvest, and he found mandrakes. Would you say mandrakes with me? Mandrake. If somebody brought that to the house, I'd say, get that out of here. What is that? That's just freaky looking. He brought them unto his mother. Look, mama. Get out of here. Give me, I pray thee. Listen, then Rachel, listen. He brings him to his mama Leah, and Rachel sees him bring him to his mama Leah, and Rachel says, give me, I pray thee, your son's mandrakes. You want that? And she said unto her, Is it a small matter that you've taken my husband, Leah, talking to Rachel? Is it a small matter that he loves you, that he spends all his time with you, he's sleeping with you all the time, has no time for me? Is it a small matter that that's happening all the time? And now you're going to take away my son's little funky-looking roots? This crazy family. And Rachel said, therefore he shall lie with you tonight if you give me the mandrakes. It's like a TV show. What is a mandrake? Well, there's one right there. It's a parsnip-shaped root. In case you didn't know what that looked like, that's it. All parts of the mandrake plant are poisonous. I'd like, get out of here, kid. It's poisonous. Stop. Wash your hands. No, they're fighting over it. The plant grows natively in southern and central Europe and in the lands around the Mediterranean Sea. In Hebrew, it's called Duda-im. Duda-im. That's what it's called. It's called Duda-im. Meaning, what does it mean? Love plant. Now we know what the fight was over on that funky-looking root. The love plant. Fellas, get a dozen roses. Here we go. Here we go. Don't be bringing this home. Among certain Asian cultures, mandrakes believed to ensure what? Now you know why Rachel wanted it, don't you? Say, the boy had it. I might can get pregnant. Don't do it. Here we go. So what happened? So Leah did it. Gave her the mandrakes. And Jacob came out of the field in the evening, and Leah went out to meet him and said, you must come in unto me. Tonight's my night. For surely I have hired thee. This is weird. I have hired you. She having to buy her own husband. One sister's prostituting basically her husband to the other. This is weird. With my son's mandrakes that, and he lay with her that night. And God hearkened unto Leah, and she conceived and bare Jacob a fifth son. And Leah said, God hath given me my hire, because I have given him my maiden to my husband. And she called his name Issachar. Keep going. And Leah conceived again and bare Jacob a sixth son. And Leah said, God hath endued me with a good dowry. Lots of boys. Now will my husband dwell with me, because I've borne him six sons. No way he'll ever leave me now. And she called his name Zebulun. And afterwards she bare a daughter. Did you know that? Yeah! Called her name, say it with me, Dinah. Dinah. There's the girl. So she'll have a little white thing behind her, so she sticks out. Okay? Dinah. Say it with me. It's a... Yeah. We're almost done. Hang in here with me. And God remembered Rachel. Was it because of the little mandrake root ensuring conception? Uh-uh. And God remembered Rachel. He opened up her womb. And she conceived and bare a son. You know this son. And she said, God's taken away my reproach. Say it with me. And she called his name. Say it with me. Joseph, and said, the Lord shall add to me another son. I'm going to have another son. You got to find and flip your Bible a little bit to find the other son. Here he is, Genesis 35, 16 through 18. And they journeyed from Bethel, and there was but a little way to come to Ephrath. And Rachel travailed, and she was in hard labor. And it came to pass when she was in hard labor that the midwife said to her, fear not, thou wilt have this son also. And it came to pass as her soul was departing, for she died, Rachel, that she called his name Benoni. But his father, say it with me, called him Benjamin. There you go. I guess God is God. I guess God can pull it off, can't he? Say, I guess he can work with nutty, crazy people and still accomplish his purpose. Are y'all hearing me or not? That's what I got out of it this week, laying on my bed. God's a great God, isn't he? To think I'd be in Englewood, Florida for almost 30 years. I'd be married to her almost 27 years. Dug me out of that hole in Rockingham, North Carolina. Gave me a testimony, a church, people to love. God's a great God. He's incredible. There's no way you ever would have thought God could have done anything with my life. Now I want you to think about you, what he's doing in your life, where he's brought you from, what he can do in you. Stop looking at your circumstances. Stop looking at everything that's going wrong, 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 wrong. There's no way he can use me. That is bull. You hearing me this morning? Say, he can use you. He's a great God. Don't ever forget this crazy family. If he can use these people and build a nation, are you telling me he can't take care of you, little bird? Say, amen? That's a good word today from the Lord. I like it. This boy, he don't get it, though. He's like, what the heck? They're crazy. We're done. Pop it up. One tricky man. Two dueling sisters who become the two wives of the one tricky man. One even trickier father-in-law. Two maids who become mamas. 13 kids come out of all this mess. A crazy bunch. Say this with me. If the Lord can work this out, don't you feel a little bit better maybe about your situation? Come on. Lift your head. Trust the Lord. All he has is crazy people. I know you think you're all messed up or you're the worst, perhaps, your situation. It's not. He loves getting glory out of broken things. Amen? Matt Benton, smiling big. You gave your testimony last week. God's worked in your life. Amen? Hallelujah. Way was here earlier. He gave his testimony. God's worked in his life. Jason, who plays the guitar, has been helping us. He gave his testimony to the men yesterday. God is an awesome God. Amen? Come on, let's give him some praise this morning, some glory. Amen? Good stuff. I like that. Come on. Let's stand together. Am I in pain? Much. There's something about the Spirit of God that'll come on a place and that will help me. I tell you, the Holy Spirit's helped me today. He's helped me give this message today. I believe it's a good message. It's a message I'd keep. I wouldn't throw this one out. I'd keep this one. It's a good message. God can work in my life. Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for your word. Father, thank you that you, through all this crazy family, formed a nation, gave us your word and promises. Father, thank you that through these people, you sent your one and only Son, Jesus, to die for us, to raise from the dead for us, so that we could live and have eternal life. It sounds crazy. But you're an awesome God. And you did it. And we follow you. We put our faith in you. We love you. We thank you for who you are. Thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you so much. Thank you, even though it does not make sense to us. Thank you that we are simply called to believe, to have faith in your Son Jesus. Plus nothing and minus nothing. Period. You told us to believe in your Son Jesus. I pray if there's anyone in this room today who has not put their faith, their belief in your one and only Son, Jesus, that they would do that today. I pray they would know without a shadow of a doubt that He is the way, the truth, the life. They have no hope of coming to God the Father except through Him. May they know you can work in their life and do crazy things because you are an awesome God. Draw them to yourself, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.